I'm your well-fed host, Neil Saavedra. How do you do? I just noticed my wallet.
Is it missing?
No, the money was kind of like, it's not the way I left it, which means
Max has turned into a pickpocket?
No. I could tell the way this was sitting. It was someone taller.
Maybe her name starts with a T?
Yeah. Interesting.
Tracy got some splaining to do.
My wife was like one of those people that was not going to get married, you know, just totally dedicated to, you know, getting her degrees, studying, and just was raised independent, being an independent woman. Let me just tell you, she's taken to the married life just fine. Yeah, I'll count that later. Hey, everybody. Thanksgiving.
Back to the show.
I'm teasing. Just teasing. She's funny. Let's see. We've got Thanksgiving coming up this week. I will be on Thanksgiving morning, per usual, in for Bill Handel. Answering all your questions about how to make, TV dinners this Thanksgiving, I suppose. Talking about poking the hole in the plastic to let the steam out and whatever poor Thanksgiving we might be having. And then the following day, I will be doing a show with our friend Dean Sharp, talking about leftovers and getting the house ready for the holiday, for Christmas and all of that stuff. So we'll talk a little bit DIY, and we'll talk a little bit about cooking and all that good stuff. So stay with us then, won't you? Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to get into Thanksgiving stuff. We're going to talk about wine pairing. We're going to talk about booze, great booze, because you're probably not going to be driving anywhere this year, so might as well treat yourself right. All those things. However, this past week, Mondo, he says it was an accident, got on the Fork Reporter account, both Twitter and Instagram at Fork Reporter, we both have access to. I'm the primary user. And without saying that it was him, he says it was an accident. He thought he was going into his own account.
Honest.
Said, well, yeah, it could be because, you know, you open them both. I get that. He writes, God, I can't even say it. He wrote, waffle fries are the best. And all hell broke loose because people thought it was me. You know, I have standards. I'm the Fork Reporter. I'm the freaking Fork Reporter. Okay? Go to 10 houses, knock on the door. 8 out of 10 know who I am and respect me as a food authority. So, obviously, it put me in a situation. And we haven't done food court in a little while. But we're bringing out the big guns. We're bringing in our buddy Joe Escalante, who's not only a writer, he is a musician, bass player for the Vandals, founding member. But also, a lot of people don't know, if you don't listen to him on our sister station, The Patriot, KEIB, you may not know that he's an attorney and a judge. Joe Escalante, welcome back to the Fork Report.
With you, Neil. And I have to tell you, as a premium member of your show, I got to watch that whole first bit on the video cam. It was great.
Well, you know, we do that. You can find us at OnlyFans, Fork Report. that's where you get the good stuff. That's where you get the premium stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's basically, you know, me and Mondo showing our scars and stuff like that. But people seem to love it. Well, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. Yeah, to clarify, I did spend a brief 4 years of my life as a volunteer temporary judge in L.A. Superior Court. So I think I know everything about French fries.
Okay, good. I think that's going to lend some weight to this conversation so people don't think we're taking it lightly. Mondo, yes. You know, the second law of rhetoric is he who asserts must also prove. You did the asserting. So I think we'll start with you making your case for why the waffle fry is the best fry.
Yes. The best fry out there. Let's get that straight. First off, I would like to thank Joe for coming on the show. You know,
kiss ass.
Thank you so much for ruling on this decision. Greatly appreciate it. You know, I hold you in high regard. Vandals is one of my favorite bands out there.
Objection, Your Honor. He is
He's
stroking the judge.
He is. Come on now. Okay. You know that the court will not tolerate any of that.
Okay. Look, I just want to get my thoughts out. First, okay. I'd also like to thank Edgar Masler, who is the inventor of the waffle fry. Without his great achievement, then we would not have the superior fry we have today. Now, waffle fry is the superior fry of them all for many reasons. I will only name a few today because I don't have, you know, an hour to get into this. But let's just start off with the waffle fry itself. It's the best fry out there because of one of the reasons is the shape of the fry and how it can hold up to anything. It can hold nachos, it can hold cheese, any kind of sauces, any kind of chilies, any kind of shakes on there. It has the surface size of a waffle fry is superior to all fries, to skinny fries, to curly fries. You can't hold anything else on other fries besides a waffle fry. If you went to In-N-Out and you had their animal style fries, the sauce is going to fall off a fry, the cheese will fall off a fry, but it won't fall off a waffle fry.
Your Honor, may I ask one question of the wing nut, please?
Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so you mentioned the origins, which are very important. Lineage origins are always important in these cases.
Yeah.
In this particular case, you mentioned the name of the creator of the waffle fry. Will you please state that again for the record?
Edgar Masler.
And when were these waffle fries created?
He invented the machine in
1979, yet
yes.
That is 100 years almost from the origins of the actual French fry, which predates the poor replica and I would say pollution or perversion of the original fry, which first saw itself at a White House dinner for Thomas Jefferson in 1802, and then later found in print in 1856. I just want that noted. And on that note, we'll hold. The judge will continue to think about the claims being made. And we will be back with more of Food Court as we discuss the great fry debate. On one side, you have Mondo saying waffle fries are the best. On the other side, you have, or what we call the correct side, you have me standing strong with the original fry. And we'll get back with more after we get some news from Amy King in the KFI newsroom.
Drinking beer in the hot sun. I fought the law and I won. I fought the law and I won.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on that there iHeartRadio app. Hey, everybody, it's the Fork Report, all things food, beverage, and beyond. I'm your well-fed host, Neil Saavedra. How do you do? Don't forget, you got Mr. Mo Kelly coming up at 6, and then you've got Dark Secret Place with the Brian Suits, then Coast to Coast AM. Takes you to tomorrow morning at 5 with our buddy Oscar Ramirez and Daily Dive Weekend Edition, so go nowhere. The great debate continues. Mondo tweeted out this week on my Twitter account, at Fork Reporter. Please do follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fork Reporter, won't you? That waffle fries are the best, and I got all the heat. Everybody thought it was me, so I took the heat. And so Mondo said, hey, I'm willing to go toe-to-toe on this. And I said, challenge accepted, sir. We brought in a moderator. We brought in somebody that can mediate because they have the background. Of course, it's our good friend Joe Escalante, bass player, founding member, of the Vandals, writer of Monsters Across America, now on Fox Nation. And A lot of people don't know this. He's an attorney and was a volunteer Superior Court judge, so he knows his fries. So, Your Honor, welcome back.
Thank you.
Mondo, welcome back.
Yes.
And we were taking a break. Mondo was breaking down his arguments for the waffle fry, its creation, nary a handful of decades ago versus the original. Any other case you want to make, Mondo, for the waffle fry being the best as we continue on this food court?
Yes, just want to make one more point, and I believe you made a great point when you brought up the original invention of the French fry, and you know, that's a great fact that you made, and I just want to say that it's just an improvement. When they first invented the car, it didn't have seatbelts. They added seatbelts. They constantly improve on things, just like they improved on the waffle fry. It's a superior fry for that reason. Just look at the design of it. It's able to be crisp everywhere, and it's got little pockets in the fry that can hold seasoning, Cajun seasoning, regular salt seasoning, garlic seasoning, any type of seasoning, and it just stands up to hold your condiments than better than any other fry out there.
Oh, well, no, I agree that when you're having a waffle fry, I agree that when you have a waffle fry, you need condiments. The more you can put on that garbage to make it taste like an actual fry, I get it, Mondo. You're absolutely correct. I will also say, have you ever heard the term, you can't make a better mousetrap? You know why? Because the original was the best. You're not making a better Marilyn Monroe. You're not making a better Elvis. They stand alone. And anybody that comes, you know what they call them? An imposter. They call them a dreg of Las Vegas. They're not the original.
These are improvements on the original. And that's all I have to say about that. And that's why it's the best.
Your Honor, I feel as if he's using a modification of the informal logical fallacy of appeal to antiquity. He's saying because
mine
is older, therefore anything new would be better, and I think that that's a bad reasoning.
What about all the lives that are saved every year by waffle cut fries, like the seatbelts? Is that do you have any data, any evidence on that, Mondo?
Burn!
I would have to say that it is a fact that I've heard that it has saved a lot of lives. Because you have to, as a waffle fry, you need to pay more attention to enjoy the fry.
We don't allow hearsay in this court. So that's an out-of-court statement offered to prove its truth. I really can't allow it in things that you heard about fries. If you've got any direct connection to lives being saved by fries, by waffle cup fries, I'd like to hear it. If not, let's just let's trim this down.
Well, it saved my life. You know, it did save my life.
Yeah. Your Honor, I'd say it's not saving him from drowning this very moment. I will take the laugh of the court as a positive reinforcement. We're going to take a quick break, get some news, and boy, you know what I have coming up, Mondo? Yeah. What we like to call from the 70s, the briefcase drop. So you better just stick around because Mr. Brady has something up his sleeves. It is the Fork Report. I'm Neil Saavedra, KFIM 640. Let's get the latest news now with Amy King in the KFI Newsroom.
The Orange County Sheriff says deputies will not enforce the state's curfew, mask, or social gatherings restrictions. Sheriff Don Barnes says enforcement creates constitutional issues.
And creates some burdens upon law enforcement on some expectations from the governor's office that really, in my opinion, aren't within our priorities for enforcement.
Barnes says he wears a mask and practices social distancing and encourages everyone to do the same, but says that's an individual responsibility, not a function of law enforcement. The governor's COVID-19 curfews happen starting tonight at 10.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on that there iHeartRadio app. Hey, everybody, it's the Fork Report, all things food, beverage, and beyond. I'm your well-fed host, Neil Saavedra. How do you do? We're going to get into some Thanksgiving stuff coming up, including spirits for the holiday and wine for the holiday and all these things. But right now, a very pressing matter. This past week, Mondo, our very own producer Mondo, who we normally love, said inadvertently he made a mistake and texted out on my Twitter that waffle fries are the best. I took the heat for it. And so now we have opened up the courtroom again for another episode of Food Court. The Honorable Joe Escalante Esquire is presiding over the case. Mondo has made his case about waffle fries being superior. I say nay, nay, nay.
Yeah, Mondo, a trained chef. Just want to make that point, too. I don't know if you forgot, but I am trained.
Okay. That's fine. So was another chef, Boyardee, a trained chef. Okay, so put that can back on the shelf. I would like to say at this time, Your Honor, if it pleases the court, I would like to bring an expert witness to the table, if I may.
Is this a witness you told Mondo about in the before the trial?
I would have loved to, but during discovery, we did not know that this person was going to be available. I'm happy to. I'm happy if it pleases the court to allow Mondo a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
I'll allow it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I'll allow it.
Okay. At this time, Your Honor and Mondo, I'd like to bring to the court an expert. I believe even Mondo and anyone else listening would believe that this man not only has an expertise in food, but also food history, is a cook, often partners with such esteemed academics like those at UCLA, is a writer, is seen on TV as a judge. I bring to the court host of the podcast.
Oh, no.
Eat My Globe, ladies and gentlemen, from the Food Network, Simon Majumdar.
Perfect.
Hello, sir. Thank you.
Simon, would you please, do you have knowledge, deep knowledge, about what is commonly referred to in modern day vernacular as the French fry?
I do. I've done a lot of study, primarily because I studied the origins of fish and chips, and the potato that started came one way to Britain and became the chip, and then came to the United States, primarily by Thomas Jefferson, to become the French fry, the pomme de terre frites à coups en petite tranche, as he called it.
For your reference, yes. Your Honor, that is French. My witness is speaking French, therefore adding to his credibility. Go ahead.
Well, so in terms of the discussion that you're having now, the original definition of the fry means potatoes cooked while raw in small cuttings. There's no reference to them looking like a deep-fried tennis racket. Mm. None at all. So I'm talking about, unless you are one of those people who believes that the founding fathers got stuff wrong and were making stuff up, in which case you're a monster, then I think you have to go back. If you're an originator, a fundamentalist, a fry fundamentalist, then I'm afraid you have to go back. I would like to add as well a little background, though. The origins of this were actually in Belgium. So maybe they should be called the Belgian fries. And the people there were fishermen. And when the lakes that they caught, the fish there froze over, they would cook potatoes in the shape of a little fish. And that's instead of the fish that they would normally fry. So that's, they originally were a little fish shape. But by the time they came to the United States, by Jefferson, nonetheless, the man who also brought macaroni and cheese to the U.S., they were cut in small cuttings. So again, I think unless you are some kind of monster, then basically any change to that, I think, is really, really, you get into dangerous territory, I think.
Your Honor, is there any questions that you might have for the expert witness?
Is the expert witness know what the question is today? Does he agree that the crisp cut or the waffle fry is a fry? It's just an inferior fry, but it is a fry, or is it not?
Simon, what the judge is asking, because you will not be able to hear him the way we have this set up, is do you consider the waffle fry still a fry, or is it a whole another type of food?
I believe, and I would proffer that it's a hybrid, so it's fried, but I think it is closer to the American chip, or what we might call in England the crisp. It's primarily become a wide delivery system for picking up condiments. You need a condiment, whereas a great fry or a British chip can be eaten just with a sprinkle of salt and a splash of vinegar. So I think you're altering what it is. And to me, it's a hybrid. It's almost closer to the chip than I think it is to the fry.
Let the court recognize that not only did the expert witness make reference to the necessity of condiments on the inferior waffle fry, but so did yours truly.
Right. I take judicial notice of these things.
Mondo, would you like to cross with the witness?
Well, I feel like there's
no... Or crisscross, if it may be.
I feel like there's really no need to, because this guy is talking about chips. We're talking about French fries.
Yes.
How are you going to bring somebody
the expert
into
is
this,
saying, no,
into this
the
argument
expert is saying
that's talking
that
about
your,
crisps and
no,
chips?
If you,
he studied
if you,
chips. What is we're
Mondo,
talking about French fries
Mondo,
here?
Respectfully,
know the,
if you would
the
clean
proper
the
if language,
you would clean the dumb out of your ears, respectfully, I would say this: that the expert said that you are literally at this point arguing apples and oranges, or in this case, a French fry and a non-French fry. It's basically a potato sieve that you use to put things on as to shove them into your gaping maw, rather than a fry, which is something that you take in and consume in its glory and its loveliness with just the lightest touch of salt, and
well,
that's it.
Well, look, he's arguing a totally different argument here. He's standing by the traditional French fry itself. There is a large category of fries out there, as everybody knows. As any common, realistic person knows, you have the tater tot, the French fry, the waffle fry, the steak fry, the shoestring fry. These are all categories of fries. I'm arguing that the waffle fry is a superior fry out of all of the fries out there. It's an improvement
here,
on the original fry.
Your Honor, the argument here would be that it's not a fry at all. Now, I will reference back to the earlier arguments of my
chips.
Worthy opponent.
They're not chips.
Let me tell you something. Earlier on, Your Honor, my worthy opponent, Mondo, which is not his real name, he had, in fact, come out and said that his authority was in the fact that he was a trained chef. Therefore, taking the fact that for over a decade, I have been doing the Fork Report prior to him even coming on board. But I will say this. The expert witness again, Mr. Majumdar, is it something in your purview and your expertise where you are often looked on to come and judge dealing with chefs?
I'm called on to judge chefs on almost a daily basis, under normal circumstances, and it's exactly on topics like this, whether it's a historical one, an origins one, a kind of deciding if something is something. And one of the things on any show I do is if they proffer something as a dish and it isn't, that's my job to point it out. And in this case, I am pointing out that what your opponent is talking about is not a fry. Adding the word fry at the end of something is like adding the word martini at the end of something. It doesn't make it so. So what he's talking about really is he could dig a hole using what he's talking about even deeper than he is right now, because it's a delivery system. It is not a fry.
I think
the fact that something has been fried doesn't necessarily make it in the fry family.
The origin of the word God actually means judge throughout scripture in multiple languages. I would say at this point, Simon, being a food god, has superiority
statement
and transcends over the chef. So as Mondo says that he's a chef, my expert witness, Simon Majumdar, not only host of the wonderful podcast Eat My Globe, heard on iHeart Radio, but also is a judge often called upon to put chefs in their place when they get things wrong. At this point, before we go to a break, Your Honor, I'd like to rest my case. And when we come back, I would love to hear your verdict. Let's get the latest
news
now.
Can I also just mention that this strange chef has three blue ribbons? In case you
three
forget.
Blue ribbons.
Three blue ribbons.
Are we arguing? Are we arguing guacamole today?
I just want you to know my background. That's it.
Are we
That's
arguing
just
guacamole
let
today,
know my background.
Mondo?
I have
no,
three
we are
blue
not.
Ribbons. Consecutive.
So, if anything, you've just proven that you might
ribbons.
Be out of your league today.
That's it. Just let
when
you know.
When we come back,
I have
we
three
will
blue ribbons.
Probably hear the evisceration of Mondo, but I don't know. The judge is going to do what the judge is going to do. Hang tight. Let's get the latest news now with Amy King in the KFI Newsroom.
Gimme, gimme, gimme. Go ask what for. One, two, three, four.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on that there iHeartRadio app. Hey, everybody, it's the Fork Report. I'm your well-fed host, Neil Saavedra. How do you do? Don't forget Mr. Mo Kelly coming up at 6. We are doing things a little different. We're going to get into some Thanksgiving stuff, but there was some heated exchanges going on via social media when Mondo, our beloved producer earlier this week, tweeted out on my Twitter that waffle fries were the best. It caused a lot of heat. He put that evil on me. And I am doing everything I can not to sue him for punitive damages. But at this point, we have opened up the food court yet again. The Honorable Joe Escalante Esquire is presiding adventure over the court. And, of course, in addition to being a writer for the new television program Monsters Across America, now on Fox Nation. Check out by going to Fox Nation and finding out how you can see it. But also the bass player for the Vandals, it means he has taste, he's got flair, he's got pizzazz, and he also has a law degree. Mondo has made his case. I have made my case. Mondo, I think at this point we'd like to get a verdict, correct?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so let's bring up the judge here.
All right, thank you. I have a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna ask the which I guess is the person that doesn't have the burden of proof, Neil. Because I think we agreed that Mondo has the burden of proof since he's made this very bold statement that waffle fry is better than a regular fry. But I have a question for you, Mr. Saavedra. How do you make a French fry?
You take a potato, oftentimes mm-hmm. a russet, although mm-hmm. there are other varieties that work equally as well. You slice it into strips. Traditionally, in my particular case, I would parboil it with a little vinegar to keep the sugars at bay when I deep fry it and to keep it a nice blonde color. I would take it out, dry it. I would deep fry it in 360 degree oil, and then I'd bring it out till it's just a light blonde. I'd bring it out. At that point, I would either freeze it for preparation later. Or once it is cooled, I'd put it in hotter oil, maybe as high as 370, and I would do a secondary fry on it to get it crisp on the outside and pillowy on the inside, as is beloved by Americans across this great nation of ours.
Sounds delicious. Delicious. Mr. Saavedra, how would you make a waffle fry?
Well, this is assumed that I would make a waffle fry. At home, a waffle fry, in order to
Let's say you don't have any, the potato is already cut, and you have the same potato, and someone gives these to you, and so how would you make a French fry out of these waffle fries that have already been cut and handed to you?
If they've already been cut into the waffle shape, which is made by using a mandolin with a scalloped edge in two different directions, if that was the case, if they weren't going directly into the garbage, I would fry them once most likely, because of their thin nature, the fear of doing a traditional secondary fry would overcook the smallest centers because of the inconsistency in the potato.
So you're saying that you could not make it with the same technique that you can make the French fry?
No, fear would be to overburn or take it from a delicious and light golden blonde into the darker arena and more of a caramel and or amber color, and it would become more crunchy like a potato chip.
Okay, Mondo.
Yes.
That is, I'm trying to put these things as two equal things so that I can make a decision, but according to Mr. Cevader, they're not equal things. So what do you think about what he just said, that you can't make a waffle fry in the same techniques you can make a French fry?
Well, the only difference is using a different device to cut the fry to make a waffle fry. You don't necessarily need a mandolin to make a waffle fry. There's other tools to do that.
Let's leave it right there. Could you cut a waffle fry to make it in a way that you could make it and use the technique, Mr. Saavedra, that you described with the French fry? Could you make a waffle fry cut in such a way that you could use that glorious technique that you described?
No, because of the nature that even if you don't use a mandolin, you'd have to use a scalloped edge blade, which is a custom blade, a special blade, and you'd have to use that and have to cut it thicker. If you cut it thicker, it would no longer take the shape of a waffle, as the edges would not meet, piercing and creating the circles or pass-throughs in the waffle fry.
What do you say to that, Mondo?
I say that we're not talking about, the argument's not about how to cut a fry. So I don't understand how this has anything to do with
the argument. Is that you're a minute over.
Okay, how much time do I have to make my decision?
A minute ago,
that's what I thought. At first I thought they were equal, and I thought it was better to have a waffle fry because you're not required to eat the whole thing or as a delivery system. But I'm compelled by Neil's method of cooking. It sounds like it can't be disputed. I rule for the traditional fry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the top of the hour. This is KFI Los Angeles.